This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7.
You're so funny.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. Switch to Geico and save. Our next guest, NFL Network insider. Follow him on Twitter at @RapSheet. Thursday Night Football expands to Fox. NFL Network and Amazon Prime Video starting this week with Bears and Bucks. Joining us, Ian Rappaport. Rapp, good morning. How you doing?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us as always. Sure. Where is the NFL from what you're hearing on having moved this game to tonight, this Chiefs and Patriots game? Are they a little scared? Are they a little nervous because this is the start of the Steelers and Titans game having to be postponed and kind of the end of the week, and this could continue to happen? Or do they feel like they've got a pretty good grasp on the COVID situation?
I think one thing that's going to probably be pretty consistent throughout this whole year on this COVID-19 situation is everything is take it one step, one day, one test at a time, which I'm sure sounds cliche, but that's literally the way they're thinking it. There's no celebrations, there's no nerves. It's like, all right, let's deal with this little brush fire, figure this out, see what we have, adjust, reschedule if necessary, continue testing. Okay, that game's going on. Okay, no more positive tests. All right, let's go to the next thing. Like, that's basically, I think, how the league is handling it, and that's how they should handle it, because no one is going to be throwing a party for anyone until all the games are played, until the season goes through as it should be. So, you know, there was the Saints situation overnight on Saturday. A Saints player tested positive. They thought it was a false positive. Okay, play that game. That game is on. Now, the, you know, Patriots-Chiefs game. Okay, the Patriots are departing for the airport right now after another round of negative testing. That's good. Okay, that game will be played tonight, assuming no more positive tests. Like, that's kind of the mentality. That's how they've been working through this during a very, very challenging year.
What is the bigger Texas disaster on the field? Is it the Cowboys at 1-3 with that defense, or the Texans at 0-4?
I don't know. They're both pretty bad. I mean, the Cowboys do have a win, so that's good. You know, the Texans have played a tough schedule, and so that was easy to say, like, all right, well, they played the Ravens, they played the Chiefs, the Steelers are a playoff team. But that was not the case yesterday. They played a winless team. They played a winless team at home. You know, they had a chance to win, but you don't get points for that. You know, this Texans team really does seem to be working through a lot. I mean, Bill O'Brien is trying a bunch of different things, essentially took over, you know, play calling, became heavy-handed in game planning yesterday. And, you know, that, I think, helped a little bit, but not really that much. As far as the Cowboys go, I mean, they at least have one side of the ball that is dynamic. I mean, if they can just get in people's way on defense, they should be a really good team. Dak Prescott looks fantastic. It's just they haven't stopped anyone. So that's kind of where they are. And I would say, to me, the Cowboys situation looks a little brighter than the Texans situation. Hmm.
Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network joins us this morning here on the show. I was a little hesitant on fully embracing this as a Bills season, but I'm starting to have less and less reservations. Do you believe the Bills are a top five team in the NFL?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I do. I mean, and, you know, yesterday was good. I thought that was like a nice, tough win yesterday. I don't quite know what the Raiders are yet. I mean, they feel kind of like a 7-9, maybe 8-8 team. You know, we'll see, but that's kind of what they feel like. So it was a totally fine, good win. I thought last week was really, really good for the Bills. You know, you get up, they come all the way back. It looks like you're going to lose the lead. You kind of grit your teeth and make a bunch of great plays at the end. And you win a tough, hard-fought game. I mean, that to me was a game that if you're like a really, really good team, that's the kind of game you win. So, you know, the Bills, it's been interesting to follow too, because they've kind of been built a little slowly, not like under the radar, but just methodically, you know, step by step. They never just like exploded onto the scene. You know, they were like the media darlings, and then they made the playoffs, and that was kind of cool, and everyone celebrated, and they made the playoffs again, and I'm like, okay, this team's getting better. And then Josh Allen had his moments, and then now he looks like he has arrived, and this team looks like they have arrived. And yeah, I mean, I do think they are a top five team, absolutely.
Diggs and Josh Norman both coming up with huge performances yesterday as kind of newfound Bills. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady has 5 touchdowns yesterday. Do you think that a big production day like that from Tom Brady is more indicative that Brady still got it, or he's got really good weapons that can support him at this age?
I mean, I don't think Tom Brady's ever going to go out and be like he was at 31. You know, he's 42 or 43 or whatever he is. And so, you know, expecting the physical skills to still be there is just not realistic. But what he has always said is you understand the game so much better now at 40 than you ever did at 30, or certainly than you did at 25. So if you're good enough, if you can just get it done, then you can actually be a better product on the field than you used to be. And I think that's where they are. I mean, he's getting to that point where he sort of has a better understanding of this offense. They were down a bunch, looked bad yesterday, came all the way back, threw the ball a ton. And I think one thing that he obviously benefits from, you know, Mike Evans is, I mean, lost O.J. Howard for the season. That's tough. But Mike Evans is the kind of guy where you literally just throw it up. Mm-hmm. And he will come catch it. And so when you need, you know, if you're a 42-year-old quarterback, you need a security blanket, I would think that's a pretty good thing to do. Just toss it up to Mike Evans and let him go get it.
Yep. Worked yesterday. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joins us this morning here on the show. So with Mitch Trubisky, the offense looked pretty bad. Yesterday with Nick Foles, the offense looked really bad. Is this less about the quarterback and more about the head coach in Chicago?
I thought that was more about the Colts' defense than anything, which is sort of a cop-out, but, like, they are really good. I mean, they will make the life of an opposing quarterback very difficult, right? So, and I would say, like, you know, somewhat similar to the Eagles game last night, like, I thought Carson Wentz played really well. Probably didn't have the numbers that were great, but took a lot of positive steps against a tough, tough defense, and the stats don't really tell, I thought, how well he played. So I would say similar for that for Foles, like, he wasn't very good. The offense wasn't very good, but that was a tough defense. So you sort of have to be grading on a curve, especially during a season where no one plays any defense. So that's one of the rare ones where, like, you're actually good. I would give this one a little more time. Foles has shown that he can do it, but he also has shown in his career that he needs a little time to kind of get his feet wet before jumping fully in there.
Finally, let's give some credit to the Browns. While the Cowboys' defense is terrible, they put up nearly 50 points yesterday. What's the biggest difference with Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland versus Freddie Kitchens?
I mean, I think what you're seeing now, you know, I'm sure there's some leadership things, but I always thought that was a little bit overrated with Kitchens. I mean, I thought more of the issue with Freddie Kitchens was Odell was hurt the whole season and Baker was not in shape. You know, if you want to go from, like, media darling to, wow, this team's terrible, that's two good ways to do it. Your best player isn't healthy and can barely run, never practiced and could barely run, and Baker was out of shape. Now Baker gets in good shape. Odell looks awesome. I mean, that run he had yesterday, first of all, I thought Aldon Smith was going to get him, and he just turned it up, like, 2 more notches, and I was like, wow. You know, we haven't seen Odell that fast in a little while. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. And they just run the ball so well. Like, this is what a sort of Gary Kubiak offense is supposed to look like. And obviously it's not Kubiak doing it, it's Stefanski. But, like, they, you know, Chubb goes out and they run the heck out of the ball. Still, I think that was that was a really, really good sign for the Browns.
Thursday Night Football expands to Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video, starting this week with Bears and Buccaneers. How about that Tom Brady-led Buccaneers team on Thursday night? Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rapsheet. Rap, it's always good to catch up, buddy. Thanks so much for doing it today.
Always happy to do it, man. Take care.
Okay, you too. Ian Rappaport joining us this morning here on The DA Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.